For KBIA News, I'm Colin Hope. Missouri lawmakers have given initial approval to a mid-year budget plan that addresses funding shortfalls for schools and social services. The bill endorsed today by the House includes $5 million that could prevent the unaccredited Normandy School District from becoming insolvent before the year ends. It includes $22 million to help offset a shortfall in basic school aid that has occurred partly because casino tax revenues have come in short of projections. Governor Jay Nixon had sought twice as much to plug that shortfall, but House budget leaders say they don't know if that much will be necessary. The mid-year budget bill needs another House vote to go to the Senate. As usual, it also includes tens of millions of additional dollars for the Medicaid health care program. Missouri payrolls grew in January while the state's unemployment remained unchanged at 6%. The State Department of Economic Development said that Missouri employers added a net of 1,100 jobs in the first month of 2014. The largest gain was in the leisure and hospitality sector, which added 5,100 jobs in January. The manufacturing sector grew by 2,500 positions, while the professional and business services industry grew by 2,200 jobs. The largest losses were 6,100 in the trade, transportation, and utilities sector, and 3,300 in construction. Missouri's civilian labor force was just over 3 million in January, an increase of about 1,800 from December. A proposed truce in the Kansas City business battle between Missouri and Kansas has gained another endorsement in Missouri. The State House voted 151-3 today to pass a bill that would stop offering incentives for businesses to move away from any of four Kansas counties to any of four Missouri counties in the Kansas City region. The Missouri Senate passed a similar measure last week. The two states have together waived hundreds of millions of dollars of tax revenue in recent years by offering specialized incentives for businesses to relocate across the state line. For the proposed truce to take effect, both Missouri chambers must pass an identical bill and have it signed by Governor Jay Nixon. The Kansas legislature or governor must also enact a similar measure. Two heroin overdoses were reported last week in Jefferson City. On Sunday, two people were found dead at a motel. Another heroin overdose victim was found Monday while he was packaging marijuana to be sold. Captain Doug Shoemaker of the Jefferson City Police Department says the city's community action team is looking into what happened.
It's still under investigation. With any type of heroin overdose, we try and track back the source of the drug, whether it's heroin or any other narcotic, to find the supplier.
The victim found on Sunday is alive and faces charges for distribution of narcotics. Shoemaker says the department is active in promoting heroin overdose prevention.
We're still continuing to do what we can in terms of making sure our community action team and our detectives respond to those overdoses, and then we continue to deal with this issue of heroin within our community.
The suppliers of the drug have not yet been found, and community action team will continue its investigation. A House panel has endorsed legislation that moves Missouri's primary elections to June. Missouri now holds the party primaries in even-numbered years on the Tuesday after the first Monday in August, but the measure adopted by the committee would move the primaries to the first Tuesday after the third Monday in June. The bill would take effect in 2016, meaning the primary date in that year would be June 21st instead of August 9th. Sponsoring Representative Tony Duggar of Hartville says early primaries would give candidates more time to compete for November's general election. But some House members argue that lawmakers would have to campaign more aggressively during the legislative session, which runs through mid-May. The House Elections Committee voted 9-2 in favor of the bill today. Permits for some downtown development projects remain on hold until Columbia City Council chooses a method of funding for infrastructure expansion. City Council members are considering a range of tax initiatives, but are concerned that other new tax proposals on the November ballot would reduce the likelihood of approval of an infrastructure tax proposal. Columbia officials have discussed paying for added infrastructure with a Tax Increment Financing District, or TIF, but council members denied this option at the last City Council meeting. The council agreed a public question and answer session would be helpful to find common ground with voters. At last night's pre-council meeting, Mayor Bob McDavid said asking Columbia voters to pay for infrastructure needs brought on by new developers isn't fair. He said he wants developers to pay a bigger portion for infrastructure improvements.
I want to know how much money they're going to bring to the table. If they're going to bring enough money, they're going to fix it. All right, then let's fix it.
The council is attending a two-day retreat next week. A major topic of discussion will be city infrastructure. A new report shows Missouri revenues were up slightly as the state reached the two-thirds mark of its budget year. State figures released today show that Missouri's net general revenues had risen 2% through February, compared with the same point in the previous fiscal year. Sales tax were up by more than 4%, and individual income tax were up by 2.5%, but those gains were partially offset by growth in tax refunds. The 2% overall revenue growth matches the forecast embraced by the Republican-led legislature, but is slightly less than what Democratic Governor Jay Nixon's administration projected. Missouri's 2014 budget year began last July and runs through June 30th. For KBIA News, I'm Colin Hope.